And now it's time for Spring Fever with the Twins with Neil Roberts from Fort Myers, Florida.
Durability is always a key for any ball player, and the Twins starting catcher is quite the Iron Man. Kurt Suzuki is fifth in games caught among active catchers, going over 1,000 games last season, and Kurt joins us now. Kurt, quite a testament for you.
Yeah, it feels good. You know, you're on the field, you know, you're able to help out the team and produce, and it's just one of those things I can't take a lot of pride in, is being able to go on the field whenever they need me to and perform.
Now, the Twins brought in another catcher to help maybe give you a little bit of relief, John Ryan Murphy from the Yankees. What's your impression of him so far?
Great player, great kid. He's working really hard. He's willing to learn, and, you know, he's a great person to be around. We have a good time. We have a lot of conversations about catching, hitting, and everything. You know, he's a good one.
All right. Hey, we'll talk pitchers when we come back.
The North Dakota Center for Persons with Disabilities is a statewide organization focused on excellence in services and supports for persons with developmental disabilities and their families. We focus on community services, community training, research and information dissemination about disabilities to the entire state. NDCPD believes in the rights and responsibilities of community engagement of people with developmental disabilities and their families. Check out our New Look website at ndcpd.org.
I drive a muscle car, so I have some rules when I drive. Rule 22, the temperature's perfect, right where I left it. Rule 14, it's an armrest for arms, not for your burger. And rule number one, don't text and drive. It's not just dangerous, it's against the law. And I should know, because my other car is a police car. Code for the road. Follow the rules. Follow the law. A message from the North Dakota Department of Transportation.
With Twins catcher Kurt Suzuki. And Kurt, a lot of the same guys back in this year from a year ago, plus some new faces from the minor leagues and such. Who's caught your eye here so far this spring as far as maybe somebody that you weren't familiar with or someone that's come back maybe with a new pitch or something?
Well, you know, we got some good young arms, obviously. You know, some relief pitchers from the minor leagues, you know, Chagois, Birdie, Reed. You know, those three kind of stand out at you at the same time. And then the one guy that, you know, really, you know, kind of caught my attention. I faced him a little bit when he was with the Giants, you know, in the big leagues early on in my career, Dan Runsler. You know, lefty, throws really hard, good stuff. And, you know, good to see him healthy again and competing because he's good. So, you know, we got some good arms. You know, we're excited about what we got here. And, you know, we're just looking forward to, you know, getting farther along here in spring training and seeing what we can get.
Awesome. Hey, Kurt, thanks for your time as always. Have a great 2016.
All right, thank you.
All right, Kurt Suzuki with us. That concludes this edition. If you missed one, check us online, springfeverbaseball.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Spring Fever Baseball, brought to you in part by NDDOT and by NDCPD.org.